Let us open our Bibles in Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. And we will go again at verse 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith, meekness, and temperance. Against such there is no law. Last Lord's Day evening we commenced our series on the fruit of the Spirit. And we looked at the great battle between the flesh and the Spirit of God. There is a battle waging, and we read about it in verse 17. For the flesh lusteth after the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. What a battle. When did this battle begin? Well, it begins when salvation comes to the sinner. Salvation comes to the sinner. We have already read this morning, salvation is of the Lord. It's God that gives a salvation. So it cometh from God to the sinner. The Holy Ghost enters in straight away. And as the Holy Ghost enters in to now the believer, what is he? He is an intruder. He's an intruder into this flesh that we have because of sin. And they are opposite to each other. Good and evil. Pure and unpure. And how the Spirit of God is in battle with the flesh. Comes face to face. Face to face, that's what a confrontation means. Just like two boxers to come together in a ring. As you would probably, any of those who have seen a boxing match, you'll see the way they spar up to each other and they look in eye to eye. And even in the weighing room, they're getting weighed. They come eye to eye, face to face. Not the same with the Spirit of God and the flesh. They come face to face, completely opposite from each other. When Satan attacks the believer, what is our responsibility? What do we do when he comes and attacks us? Well, James tells us in chapter 4 and verse 7, and he explains it, what the Christian must do when he's attacked by the flesh, when the old flesh and the lust of the flesh would come into us. He says, submit yourselves, therefore, unto God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And I've said this before, we are no match for Satan. No match whatsoever. We have to leave it to the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, to fight our battles. That's the reason why we spoke last Lord's Day evening, that we must be in the Spirit. We must have the Spirit within us, day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, second by second. We must not take our eyes off God. cause your flesh, it can come in. We'll leave it with the Lord. You see, we are not of Satan. We are the children of God. Not wonderful. Satan can't touch us. We may be able to tempt us. But we are no part of him. And that's why we must leave it to the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we try to fight ourselves. We go maybe a round or two. Then we're on the ropes. Then we're down. Leave that to the Holy Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is in the singular. There is 9 fruit, and they all work as one. They are as one unit. But this morning, and because of time, it would be a lovely series. Maybe Ralph will speak on this series sometime. And we're just going to look at the very first one. And that is the fruit of love. Maybe a popular one for people to preach on. Many people preach on love today. Don't they? Maybe a wee wishy-washy love story. But as we look at it today, there's more to it. We ask the question, what is love? Many people will give you a lot of different answers. And even you look up in a dictionary, it gives you many descriptions of what love is. But the description I would like to just bring to you here, I came across it in my Bible. I would always read, and as I would study at home, and there was a wee footnote on it, and I thought it was a tremendous description of love. And it describes it as, it is the willing sacrificial giving of oneself for the benefit of another without thought of return. Now I repeat that. The willing sacrificial giving of oneself for the benefit of another without thought of return. What a great picture this is of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we see the love of Christ. He came willingly to die on the cross. Willingly. He came. It wasn't by chance he came to the cross. But he came for that purpose. And to die on the cross, he gave his life, his death on the cross, as he nailed them to that tree. The Lord Jesus Christ done it willingly. What great love it was. The pain that he suffered more than any man for the sacrifice of sin. For the lost parish and souls. It was for our benefit that he done it. You see, salvation is free. He had no thought of return. He paid the price for sin. We don't have to pay for it. It's free. We don't have to work for it. We don't have to go and do penance or go to confessions or go to a church. It's free. We must just come in repentance to God, believing in the sacrificial work of Christ. That's love. Where would you get more love? Christ was buried. Then he was raised from the dead and ascended into heaven. The first point I would like to look at this morning is the upward fruit of love in relationship to God.
Now, we mightn't be able to get through all this morning, but this is one point which is very important. We asked the question, what is God? It's a posed question in the Shorter Catechism, which is a great wee book. It's a great help to us, and it asks questions and then gives the answers through the scriptures, which is a great help when we come to study any subject. There's always a question for nearly everything in that Shorter Catechism. It is very good indeed. And the answer is, God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable, in his being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. I was able to say that without looking up. Do you know why? Because I learned that when I was 10 years of age. See how well it sticks to you. How wonderful it is, and at home in our church, in our Sunday schools, and in our young people's meeting, the catechisms are used. And I think it's a great help to our young people. In Psalm 100, verse 4 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and praise his name. We worship God in spirit because we love him. Because we have within us the fruit of love. There's no point in coming to worship God if we do not love him. It's very important that we love the Lord. And enter into his gates with thanksgiving. We worship God in the beauty of holiness. And I've mentioned this before, but I think it's important to our message this morning to mention it again. With clean hands of a pure heart, with our sins confessed, never keep big accounts with God. God looks at us and he sees the fruit of love in our hearts. And as we worship God, we always must remember this. Remember that God is looking down at us when we worship him. That's why we must give him everything in our worship to him. Give him our love. He sees a love right deep down in our hearts. And he knows if it's only 5%. He knows if it's only 10% or 50%. He knows if it's 100%. We should be giving our complete love to God as we come to worship him, even in a meeting house. And I'm just not speaking of in the meeting house. Even at home, as we come to worship the Lord, or wherever it may be. And Psalm 96 verse 2 says, sing unto the Lord, bless his name, show forth his salvation from day to day. Praise is important in our worship unto God. And of course singing. And sing unto the Lord, bless his name, show forth his salvation from day to day. Just not on the Lord's day that we worship the Lord, but it's by day to day. And it's good when we can come and praise him. And how do we praise him? We have the great psalms that we have in our scriptures. And we can sing the psalms. And we can rejoice because it is scripture. And we're worshiping unto God. Or we can sing hymns unto the Lord.
ones that are giving him all the praise and all the glory. Not hymns that give the world anything, glory. But I give God the glory. This is worship. We're worshiping unto God. This is very important that we do this. Showing him our thanks, giving and love. Just let me just read a few verses from Colossians chapter 1. And this is very important. And you should take this home and read it and think about our worship unto God. Because it is the main thing in our Christian life. And we must always have this in our mind. God comes first above everything else. We must worship him with all our heart and with all our soul and with all our mind. It takes priority. We must understand this. This is, I believe, what's wrong with the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ today. We're not putting God Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost first. It's very important. Verse 12 to verse 14. Giving thanks unto the Father which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. We thank God in our hearts for what he has done for us, for his wonderful salvation, for all the blessings, taking us out of that deep mire of sin, setting us on that rock, Christ Jesus. We are not now on that broad road that leads to hell and destruction, but we're on that narrow way that leads to heaven and to home. And our song should be praising the Lord and thanksgiving for what he has done for us. Salvation is of the Lord. We don't come and worship ourselves. No, I'm a great man, I'm a great woman, I've come to Christ, I've done it. But you see, it's God that does it all. God gives salvation. We must come and praise him. It's important that we do this. And then, secondly, we have the inward fruit of love in relationship to ourselves. In other words, we have to love ourselves. There's a great saying at home, if a man keeps combing his hair, fixing his tie, and fixing his coat, he says he loves himself. That's what they say at home. But that is, of course, is not the case. But we ourselves must love the Lord. We must come and love him ourselves within our whole bodies. We see, first of all, it's a sacrificial love. And in Romans 12 and 1 tells us that we must present our bodies a living sacrifice unto God, which is our reasonable service. And we sacrifice our bodies to God. We don't want to live in the old flesh. We give them to God. And where we go, what we do, what we look at ourselves is very important to us. Because if the old flesh comes in, it can get us down and it gets us spiritually depressed. We don't want that. Our personal love, the sacrifice is unto God. The early church, what did they do? The early church was a living sacrifice unto God. Was it not? They were united on the love for God. And people knew, because within themselves
they had the fruit of love. They could see the fruit of love coming from them. I'll give you an example. Stephen, when he was being martyred. Now how he was on the ground, and the stones were coming left, right and center. And he was about to die. He looked up and he saw his Saviour in the right hand of the Father. What was his desire? Was it of hatred? No. Retaliation? No. Was a fruit of love. Lay not this sin to their charge. He'll love for his enemies, the very ones that was going to kill him. He had that love. Even Saul of Tarsus, who was standing by, one of the most wickedest men to the Lord Jesus Christ, and to the followers of Christ, there he was, praying for him. And how Stephen died, went to be with the Lord, still went to be with the Lord. But as Stephen prayed, and we all know how later on the Lord saved Saul of Tarsus. He didn't see of Saul of Tarsus because Stephen prayed for him. He saved him because he was a chosen vessel unto himself. Then we have also self-denial love. We saw the sacrificial love. Now we have the self-denial love. Jesus said in Matthew 16 verse 24, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Our duty is not to think of ourselves, but it's to put God first and follow him. That's where the fruit of love comes out, when we deny ourselves. The early church had to deny themselves. And what did they do? They sold all that they had. Can you imagine having your house and selling it? Your land and everything. The furniture. To go to the Lord's work. What a great self-denial that was. We must deny ourselves in the Lord's work for the fruit of the Spirit to come from us. And we must have the love for the Lord Jesus Christ within us. And then we see spiritual love. God's love and relationship through prayer. It's very important for us to seek God's face in prayer. And it is an upward love for us unto God. It's to pray. And as we read the Bible, as we read the scriptures, how we get stronger in the faith. We must use the Bible. It's a great relationship that we should have the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Oh yes, it's the inward fruit of love and the relationship to ourselves. We must be able to see the fruit of love with ourselves to God. And then finally we look at the outward fruit of love and relationship to others. Love to other believers. This is very important. John chapter 13 and verse 35. And Jesus said, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love. This is how others see the fruit of love in our lives, if we love them. Even how might be our enemy, they mightn't like us, but we have to show love to them. It's what the scripture says. The fruit, outward fruit of love to others, it is simply a proof of our discipleship. And they see us.
and they have seen the love of God within us. And even many people today don't read the scriptures, but they read us. And Hiram was for the believers in Christ. We must have love for them. We're not unselfish. We must be sincere, abounding, and spiritual knowledge, and use fervency to be in fire for the Lord and to help other believers. Whenever they have a problem, and as I look down and see our gathering this morning, and for being with you for 3 months, and I can see the fruit of love, and how you love to worship the Lord. Oh yes, it's an inward, it's an upward love to God. And I've seen your inward love that you have for you to go on with God and to walk with Him and for your testimony. And of course I see your love for the brethren, and you love the brethren. And I can say for the love that you show to me has been tremendous. You show to each other. Yes, we might have differences, but there's that love, that fruit of love within us. And then finally is love for the lost. Jesus had love for the lost. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. That was after Zacchaeus was gloriously saved. Paul had love for the lost, for his own people. My prayer and desire for Israel is that they might be saved. Jonah preached at Nineveh, and his message was within 40 days Nineveh will be destroyed. But he had little desire to see them saved. He just wanted to see them destroyed. He had much love for the lost. God had to show him you need to have love for the lost. Let us have love for the lost, even in Kingston, as souls of the saved, love for the brethren, and we will have that fruit of love coming from us. People will be able to say, there goes a man, there goes a woman of God. Do pray that the Lord will bless these few remarks this morning, and that the Lord will be coming from us through the Holy Spirit and Himself.